You are listening to Benefit from the Bible. The Bible is God's word of truth to show us our need for Jesus, to save us through Jesus, and to show us how to live for Jesus. If you have questions or needs, please let us know. Dear friends in Jesus Christ, today the Ascension is one of the big five. Do you know what I mean? It's one of the big five. In other words, think about the Ascension. We focus on Jesus Christ and we think about his birth, his life, his death, his resurrection, and his Ascension. Yes, so one of the big five. Let's think about that briefly. The Son of God entered this world as our sinless substitute. Then he lived without sin. Then he took away the sin of the world. Then he was raised on the third day. And then on the 40th day, on a Thursday, that is when he ascended into heaven. And why did he do that? In order to reign over all things for the good of the church, for the good of those who trust in him. Think about how blessed we are. Today we're going to focus on the Apostles' Creed, especially on the second article, but we'll touch on the entire thing. But in the second article, though, it tells us how God the Father redeemed us. In other words, how God the Father bought us back, and he did so through the finished work of his only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Going on to the topic of creation as we come to the first article, when we think of creation, let's remember that God did it in six ordinary days, and he did it in six ordinary days as a way to establish a healthy work-rest pattern for all people of all time. So regarding the creed, we believe, teach, and confess these words: I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. With those words, we are acknowledging that God the Father is the Creator. However, though, we do know from various passages in the Bible that God the Father did his creating work through the Son, and we know that the Holy Spirit was also part of the entire process. When we think about creation, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. When we think about salvation, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, all working together to greatly, greatly bless us. Let's go on to the second article. We're focusing on the topic of redemption and focusing also on the second person of the Trinity, the Son of God, our Lord Jesus Christ. So God the Father bought us back through the difficult and excruciating work of his Son. Therefore, we believe, teach, and confess these words, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. We can say God the Father is the Lord, and God the Son is our Lord. We see that laid out in the Bible in various ways, even from the words of King David. And then going on in the Creed, it says, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary. What are we saying there? Mary became pregnant as God took action by the Holy Spirit. Jesus is God from his Father. He is man from the flesh of the Virgin Mary. So both God and man, he has to be both in order to be our Savior. And then the Creed goes on. Suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. So yes, it was under Pilate that Jesus was finally condemned to the cross. But we know a couple other things here, too, about history from the Holy Scriptures. We know that the Jewish leaders were twisting the arm of Pilate to get him to condemn Jesus. And we also know, though, that his condemnation was all according to the will of God. So God had it all planned out. Even though it was horrible, he had it all planned out for us and for our salvation. How good is our great God? And then the creed goes on. He descended into hell. So let's know that he descended not to suffer, but he descended to proclaim his victory over sin, over death, over the devil. So his victory tour It began when he rose from the dead on earth. It continued when he descended into hell, proclaiming his victory there. And then it continued when he ascended into heaven. So he descended into hell, he ascended into heaven. So in three places, he is proclaiming he is the winner. And what is the good news? He shares his victory with us. In reality, we are losers, but in Christ, we win. He won, he shares that with us. And then the creed goes on. The third day, he rose again from the dead. So day one is Good Friday. Day two is Holy Saturday. Day three is Easter Sunday. Let's also know that no one took Jesus' life away from him, but rather he laid it down. And then on the third day, on Easter Sunday, on the festival of first fruits, that is when God the Father raised him to life again. The creed goes on. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. So once Jesus had made it known to many people that in fact he was risen from the dead, and once he had made it known to his disciples about their instructions that they needed to go forth to baptize and to teach, once all that was done over a period of 40 days, then he ascended to the right hand of the Father. And what's he doing there even now? He is reigning over all things for the good of those who trust in him. Again, we are so blessed. That truth should give us great peace and great joy. The creed continues. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. That day will come, and let's know that day has been appointed. God has set that day. We don't know what that day is, but God knows he has set it in place. So it is very important for everyone, even now, by God's grace and power, by God's work through his means of grace, it's important for everyone to be sorry for their sins, to trust in Jesus Christ as their only Savior, and then to continue in him all the way to the end. Finally, coming to the third article, the topic here is sanctification, and we're focusing on the third person of the Holy Trinity. We're focusing on God, the Holy Spirit. Let's know that God the Father has made us holy in his sight. See, to get into heaven, we can't have any sin in the sight of God, so God had to take action to make us holy in his sight. How did he do that? He did that by the Holy Spirit, through holy baptism, and through his word, in order to give us the benefits of what Jesus has done by living perfectly, by dying sacrificially. God took action to get us those benefits, and he wants us to continue with those benefits. So we believe, teach, and confess. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Those words point to the importance of the Holy Spirit who dwells within those who believe. So what else can we say about the Holy Spirit? He is with us to teach us. He is also with us to empower us to be able to then live what he has taught us. Also, when we think about those words, they point to who we are in Jesus Christ. So who are we? We are part of the church. We are part of the one body of Christ. We are part of this true communion that God has given us with each other. Another way to put it is God has brought us into community with each other. What else can we say these words point to? They point to God's priceless gift of forgiveness. People put value on so many things in this life, and nothing compares to the gift of forgiveness. That is a priceless gift. Also, too, here, this third article of the creed is pointing to the resurrection of all bodies. So death is not the end. For those who die in Christ, they look forward to the resurrection. For those who die without Christ, they wish there was no resurrection, but in fact, they will also be raised. It says in Acts 24, there shall certainly be a resurrection of both the righteous and the wicked. So everybody will be raised. God wants us to know that is coming. And these words also point to the amazing life to come forever and ever for all who know Jesus Christ. So think how blessed we are. Here we are gathered on Ascension Day. We're celebrating the Ascension. We know that Christ is up there ruling and reigning over all things. We know that through him we have the forgiveness of our sins. We know that through God's work he has brought us into his holy family. We know that we have the Holy Spirit within us. We have God's holy word. We have the Holy Spirit helping us understand the Bible. We have the Holy Spirit empowering us to live out the Bible and a whole bunch of other amazing things. We are so blessed. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, receive our sincere thanksgiving for your very difficult work to remove our sins. Then, as we know you are reigning, and as we are powered by the Holy Spirit, help us to rejoice in our status as God's forgiven children, and help us to go forth to share the good news with others. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Questions? Needs? Contact us through our website, BethlehemLutheranChurchParma.com. This is our regular schedule: Sundays, service at 8, classes at 9:30, service at 10:45, Mondays, service at 7 p.m. Now, may the Lord of peace continually grant you peace in every circumstance. The Lord be with you all.